USA Radio News.
The city of Houston and Harris County have confirmed their first cases of monkeypox. The Houston Health Department and Harris County Public Health announced the infected patients recently traveled internationally. Monkeypox is rare and it lasts 2 to 4 weeks, and it doesn't spread easily between people without close personal skin-to-skin contact. President Biden was seen hopping up and down and said he's doing just fine after falling off of his bike in Delaware. When he stopped to talk with a group of reporters while on a bike ride with First Lady Jill Biden, the White House said the president's foot got caught in the pedal when he tried to take it out during the stop. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their healthcare, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Apple employees are unionizing.
Employees of the Apple store in Towson, Maryland, north of Baltimore, became the first of any of the company's locations in the U.S. to unionize. The unofficial vote count was 65 to 33. It still needs to be certified by the National Labor Relations Board. Apple stores in Atlanta and New York are also organizing, according to CNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
North Korea has dispatched medical crews and epidemiological investigators to a province battling the outbreak of an intestinal disease. At least 800 families suffering from what North Korea has only called an acute enteric epidemic have received aid so far. The new outbreak puts further strain on the isolated country as it battles chronic food shortages and a wave of COVID-19 infections. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
As firefighters are battling two wildfires that are threatening communities in Arizona, four non-scientific buildings at Kitt Peak National Observatory southwest of Tucson were lost in the wildfire. The lead of the Department of Astronomy at the University of Arizona said the fire didn't appear to damage the telescope and science buildings at the observatory, though a closer examination of the site hasn't yet been made due to safety concerns. The fire was originally caused by lightning. The Belgian food safety authorities are allowing a Belgium-based Ferrero chocolate factory to reopen after it shut down in April following cases of salmonella food poisoning. The authorization to reopen will be granted for 3 months. The Los Angeles County jury in a civil trial investigating sexual abuse allegations against Bill Cosby has to resume deliberations Monday, after not being able to answer all 9 of the questions given. The 84-year-old comedian is on trial to determine whether he should be held liable for allegedly sexually assaulting a then 16-year-old Judy Huff. Cosby has repeatedly denied these claims. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Come on.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over, Amanda Nunes.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on VTV. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I've won some awards for my writing. So supposedly, allegedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But the average boxing fan, they buy the tickets. They buy the pay-per-view. They know more. So I open up the text line at the top of each hour here. You want to text us here in the studio? Here's the number, 415-275-1613. The studio text line once again, 415-275-1613. Or you can join us live on twitch.tv right now, the Sports Byline USA channel. Straight up, we're talking 175 pounds. Of course, the light heavyweight division of late. Canelo Alvarez is attempting to step up a little bit too much. Of course, he bit off too much, and Dmitry Bivol sent him back to 168 pounds, or maybe less than that. But the bottom line is, the fight we want to see now is Dmitry Bivol, who beat Canelo a fortnight ago, and Artur Bitaev, who last night annihilated Joe Smith in two rounds. 18-0, 18 knockouts. Boxing's only world champion with 100% knockout ratio. The guy's a monster. This is the reason why Canelo didn't want to fight him and took Dmitry Bivol instead. Straight up, the guy's a monster. We'll talk about the 175-pound division in depth. We'll go into the best punchers in boxing history. We'll spend some time with Larry Merchant. We'll go across the pond to Germany and bring in Evgeny Shevchenko. Of course, the world-ranked 168-pounder trained by Eddie Croft. Of course, he's taking on William Skull in a couple of weeks. 18 is zip of Skull. Shevchenko, 15 is zip. Straight up, Battle of the Undefeated. We'll talk about that and more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Since I have predicted that I'll be the champ at the time I'm 21, well, naturally, everybody's coming to see you win.
And they represent your thinking.
These represent dynamite. There you
go. He will be mine in round 9. And if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Thank you very much.
And
thank
if that don't do, we'll get him in 2. If he run, we'll get him in 1. And in your heart, you know I'm right.
If this bum go over 5 rounds, I won't return to the United States for 30 days. That's final.
I walked into London, England. I jumped off the airplane. And Cleopatra was at ringside to witness. Can this Louisville lip come over here and call the exact round again? We don't believe it. The 5th round came.
The greatest, born Cassius Clay in 1942, of course, changed his name when he converted to Islam in the mid-1960s. He is known as Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time. Somebody said to me last night, what was it like to be around Ali? Let me tell you one time. Everybody wanted to be impressive around Ali. You wanted to, like, bring your best, right? So we were in Macau one night, and the sword swallower, I don't know if I told you the story before, but the sword swallower, this was what he did for a living. He swallowed swords. So, you know, being the skeptic, I went up and tested the swords to make sure they didn't go in when he put them down his throat. But they were real swords. I mean, they were long, and they were real swords, right? So anyway, he said he was going to do something special tonight because he was performing for Muhammad Ali. I said to myself, I'm doing a PR. So I said, oh, well, what are you going to do? He goes, I'm going to light the swords on fire. I said, what? He goes, yeah, I'm going to put flaming swords down my throat, a flaming sword down my throat. I thought he was bluffing. He goes, you know what? I'm going back and forth with the Chinese translator, right? So I thought he was bluffing. This guy's out of his mind, right? But sure enough, he lit the sword on fire and he stuck it down his throat. And I could smell flesh burning the whole 9 yards. Let me put it to you like this. The famous sword swallower, that was his last performance. He didn't make it, I don't think, after that. Bottom line is, he was taken to a hospital. I never heard much after that because, you know, the Chinese government is so ho-hum about anything that goes on over there. But the bottom line is, they took him out of there in an ambulance, straight up a sword swallower. Thought he was slick. Say, hey, you know, I'm going to light this thing on fire. So, like, they poured some lighter fluid or something like that on the sword. So the sword was actually on fire, had flames on it. And you, come on, man, you don't stick something flaming in your mouth. What are you, crazy? And a sword to boot? But he did it. He thought he was performing for the greatest. And, of course, the greatest of performance got him a quick trip to the coroner's office. Bottom line is, let's talk boxing. Of course, last night, the light heavyweight championship of the world. And I call him the light heavyweight championship because I'm talking about Artur Bedivev is like the guy. Yes, Dmitry Bivol held a 175-pound title. He still holds a 175-pound title, but he wasn't the best at 175. And that's why Canelo Alvarez went to him instead of Arthur Beterbiev. And, you know, Beterbiev's a monster. It's like, I would have called him a cyborg or something like that. But no. He's a guy that he's a thinking fighter. I mean, most Russians don't think all that well. That's no knock on the Russians. I meant as fighters per se. But he's a good man. He's a good thinking man's fighter. He's thinking. He has good strategy. He goes out there. He tries to put forth a game plan. And he puts, 18 knockouts, 18 wins. What more can I say, right? But the bottom line is he's not a household name because of the fact that he wasn't born here in the United States. He was born in the former Soviet Union. So we've got some image building here. And I think you're going to build the image by him fighting Dmitry Bivol, because a lot of people know who Bivol is now. Of course, that he beat Canelo Alvarez a fortnight ago, and he beat Canelo down. I mean, it wasn't like a close fight. The judges had it by 2 points. Dmitry Bivol had to win the 12th round to win the fight. Whoa! And that, it would have been a draw had he not won the 12th round. And you know, that would have stunk like a whole bucket of horse manure. This is wood. You know, come on, man. I mean, he licked Canelo like a stamp. I'm not trying to say he beat him like a drum or anything like that, but he licked him like a stamp. It was thorough. It was clean. There was no doubt about it. I was looking at my scorecard saying to myself, you know, it's hard for me to give Canelo any rounds. I think I gave him 2, but that might have been like welfare rounds, food stamps, giving away. You know, AFDC, bottom line is, I don't even know if he deserved the 2 rounds. At the end of the night, when he said, you know, he said, well, the right man won this and that. And then later on, he said, the judges made a mistake. They didn't give me credit for this and credit for that. There was no credit to give you. You have to land punches in order to get credit from the judges. You weren't landing punches. Dmitry Bivol owned you, man. He owned you like a one-trick pony. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, when you move up in weight, a lot of times, you know, you're successful. You know, but eventually, swimming against the tide, it's like swimming up a river. Eventually, the river's going to get to you, and size will eventually get to you because, you know, size matters in 2 things, pornography and combat sports. Straight up, speaking of size, the world heavyweight champion, of course, I'm talking about Tyson Fury. What's he now? 35, 36, and of course, that one draw to Deontay Wilder, and he knocked Deontay around in a couple of fights after that. Actually, he won all 3 fights against Deontay Wilder, but they shafted him the first time. But the bottom line is, Bob Arum is now saying that, wow, Tyson Fury is going to fight the winner of the Anthony Joshua fight. Of course, that's going to go down, I think, in August in Saudi Arabia, the Joshua Usyk rematch. Of course, they're talking about it as a Joshua Usyk rematch. It should be the Usyk Joshua rematch because Usyk won the first fight and he won it going away. And when you can do a Pernell Witter type of move on a clown like Anthony Joshua, and you know, I'm calling him a clown because he's a one-trick pony. In other words, he comes out and he kicks your ass. Any adversity, he can't handle it. He lost to a fat man. He lost to Andy Ruiz. He did. I mean, that, good Lord, imagine that. He beat Ruiz, of course, in the rematch when Ruiz decided he would fix the fight. And if the fight wasn't fixed, you tell me it wasn't. Tell me the fight wasn't fixed. The second rematch with Anthony Joshua and Andy Ruiz. Of course, Ruiz started training at 317 pounds. Do you actually think that 5 or 6 weeks later, he's going to be conditioned to fight somebody to defend the World Heavyweight Championship? Hell no. It was a foregone conclusion. He wasn't ready for that fight. He wouldn't have been ready if they gave him another month, month and a half. Bottom line is, he cashed in. Now he's talking about, you know, coming back and being somewhat of a real contender. He came off the fight with a Latin fighter a few months ago, and now he wants to take on Luis Ortiz. I mean, Luis Ortiz is a Cuban heavyweight, of course. He's older than Fidel Castro. I mean, Fidel's dead. I mean, that's how old Luis is. Because, you know, the Cubans always lie about their age. And I'll say always, yeah, always. Because I work with Cubans with Harold Smith down there in Miami Beach. And they used to say they were, see, they aren't documented when they come over. They come over on the boat or a flotilla or something like that. But they come over and nobody really knows whether they're 16 or 15 or 14. Or in this case of Joel Castlebar, I think he lied about it a few years. And, you know, there was a whole bunch of guys that lied about their age, I think. But the bottom line is you never know how old a Cuban is. Anyway, looks like Deontay Wilder is going to be the odd man out here. He's, of course, is the knockout. He's must-see TV. I mean, every time he fights, he either gets knocked out or he knocks people out. He's got a 98% knockout range ratio. We'll talk about the greatest punchers in boxing history a little bit later in today's show. Of course, we'll spend some time with Larry Murch. But get this. Bob Arum is this optimistic that he's going to fight the winner of the Usyk-Joshua rematch and Francis Ngannou. I told you he wants to make that Francis Ngannou fight. For Francis Ngannou, he's got 2 choices to make big money, either John Jones or Tyson Fury. And, of course, going to do some type of mixed match between him and Tyson Fury. Of course, that didn't fare well for Muhammad Ali when he did that, of course, that kickboxing thing with that Japanese wrestler, Antonio Inoki. Of course, Inoki made Ali's legs bleed. He kicked it so hard, he broke blood vessels in Ali's legs. That probably took some time off Ali's career, without a doubt. But he thought it was, I'm going to go over there and make some money doing this. But the bottom line is, he took its toll. So what I'm trying to tell you is, boxer versus wrestler, or boxer versus MMA guy, or MMA guy versus boxer, like Floyd Mayweather. You don't see him doing the MMA thing, but he's willing to fight MMA guys. Why is that? Because MMA guys can be outboxed easily. There's no doubt about it. Speaking of MMA guys, the world heavyweight champion right now, of course, of all of the world MMA, is Francis Ngannou. Yet, he's nowhere on the UFC page. I mean, basically, they've sort of like erased him. They've just erased him. They have. And Dana's very good at that. Dana White, of course, the greatest exploitator of the human race, I think, in the past 25 years. I mean, what he does to those people that fight for him in the UFC is inhuman. I mean, he just does. They do death match after death match. He's paying them like $30,000. $30,000, you get knocked out. You can't, your mind scrambled for a month, okay, because you've been kicked in the head or something like that, or choked out or something. The bottom line is, you're not just taking an ass kicking. You're getting your butt whipped before you take the ass whipping. And in training, it's tough. There's no doubt about it. The training in MMA is like through the roof, okay? I watch these guys train. They train, they go all out, no doubt about it, okay? And at the end of the day, I think the toll taken in training and in their fights makes their careers very short. The longest heavyweight championship reign, of course, of any UFC champion was 3 fights with Stipe Miocic. Not a whole lot to brag about when you consider Larry Holmes had like more than 15 defenses, and of course Joe Lewis had almost 25 defenses. The bottom line is, boxing has longevity. The UFC, there is no longevity, and Dana White designs it that way because you don't have to pay the guys the big money. You keep getting people to fight, getting new people to fight, but you don't have to pay the big money because they don't stick around that long. Bottom line is, Dana is the worst, in my opinion, is the worst pimp to ever come along in the world of sports. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Next up, we're bringing the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant, to talk the boxing game here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, Veev TV, WBC TV. Can I keep going? I got too many networks. Like from the start. She was the one who could calm my heart. I know someday that we could happen in a special way.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Like the guy says, you're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We take you to Santa Monica and bring in the retired HBO Godfather. He's on the beach probably in his... Are you on the beach right now, Godfather? Larry? All right, we're holding for Larry Merchant. We've got him on hold. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, checking out Edgar Berlanga. Of course, suspended 6 months, fined $10,000 by the New York State Athletic Commission for biting Mr. Alexis Angulo the other night. Of course, that was a week ago. Of course, now 20-0, 16 knockouts. He was the rage. Remember, 15-0, 15 first-round knockouts, all that kind of stuff. As he's been extended, Mr. Berlanga's been exposed to an extent, not as a... he's just not the killer people thought he was going to be. There's no doubt about it. They were talking about the second coming of John the Beast Mugabe and things like that. I mean, that was just pushing it way, way, way too far. No doubt about that. Anyway, bottom line is Berlanga suspended 6 months, fined $10,000 by the New York State Athletic Commission. As well he should be. There's no doubt about that. Want to mention the passing of former lightweight champion, lightweight and junior welterweight champion. I'm talking about Carlos Ortiz, of course, born in 1936. Carlos was a class act when I met him at the International Boxing Hall of Fame in the 1990s. He was the pride of Puerto Rico, maybe the best fighter ever to come out of Puerto Rico. You know, because it's subjective. Maybe the best back then, and then you've got Felix Trinidad, and people say Wilfred Benitez and people like that. But, you know, bottom line is Carlos Ortiz sort of was the trailblazer for all these guys. He said he was inspired. When I talked to him in Canastota, New York, he told me that when he was growing up, he looked at people fighting like Sugar Ray Robinson and Joe Lewis and this and that. And he's sort of like, these were the people that I looked to as far as inspiration was concerned. But Carlos Ortiz, former two-time world lightweight champion, won his first two fights without a blemish. Wow. Unbelievably. And the bottom line is, on my way up, you couldn't fight any bums. That was his quote, no doubt about that. That was pretty cool. By the time he was supplementing his boxing income, working in a Bronx warehouse, of course, he lost to a no decision to future referee Lou Filippo. And the reason why I bring up Lou Filippo is that Lou Filippo was the only judge that voted for Marvin Hagler in that Sugar Ray Leonard fight. Of course, it was, April of 1987, April 7th of 1987, I believe. Of course, there was Lou Filippo and the other two judges. So Lou and I got to travel all around the world. Okay, and everywhere we went, we argued about, not argue, but, you know, we talked about, we'd be in like trains and planes and buses and vans and limos. And we'd always be jabbing at each other because I thought Ray Leonard won that fight 115, 113, or 7-5 in rounds. And he was of the opinion that Marvin Hagler won that fight 115, 113, or 7-5 in rounds. So me and Lou went back and forth over and over and over again, back and forth for years and years and years. But here Lou Filippo was being mentioned here. Of course, he boxed a no decision with the former lightweight champion of Carlos Ortiz. Man, that was amazing. I want to give the memory of Lou Filippo. Listen, one time we were in China, and they wanted us to put Muhammad Ali, I was in charge of security, NPR. They wanted us to put Muhammad Ali in a helicopter, and I've told the story before, but I wouldn't do it. Because Bill Graham, the music promoter here in Northern California, the iconic music promoter, of course, he died in a helicopter crash in about 6 or 7 months before we were doing this. And Mark Edis, of course, of the Trump organization, he was the boxing attorney. He was the guy I was on a first-name basis with. I would call him, and he would say to me, Pedro, do you need a nanny for your daughter when you come to town? I said, oh, I don't know. I didn't know I was coming to town. Yeah, I want you to come to Atlantic City. And they would fly me into Atlantic City, me and my daughter, quick ass, fly us business into Atlantic City. and pick us up at the airport. The whole bottom line is Mark Addis and I were like that, of course. And he went down, and the helicopter crashed that Donald Trump was supposed to be on. So the bottom line is, it was 1993. I'm not letting Muhammad Ali, who they said, hey, Paige, you being an ex-police, we want you to handle security for Ali, sort of be his bodyguard when you go overseas. And I said, okay, I can do that and handle the PR as well. I said, I can handle that. But the security was a little scary because, you know, you don't know when people are coming up to Muhammad Ali if they're for real, like, hey, I love you, I want to shake your hand, this and that, or people coming up to want to stick him with a hat pin or something like that. And that's what I was worried about. So I had to watch people's eyes. Having learned executive protection when I was with the SFPD, of course, got a little training with the Secret Service when the President Nina Corazon Aquino came here. Bottom line is I learned how to watch eyes. When you're watching a crowd, you don't watch people, you watch their eyes. Speaking of eyes, let's take it to Santa Monica and bring in the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Larry, how are you today?
So far, so good. I just got off the phone with our granddaughter.
Okay.
And it's a good day to be a dad.
Okay, without a doubt. Happy Father's Day, godfather. Let's talk about Steph Curry in the NBA Finals. Has there ever been a – I mean, you've seen a lot of players. What do you rate Curry as far as all-time greats are concerned? Can you do that at this point?
Well, I don't ordinarily do that anymore, but I would just say he'd be on the starting team.
Without a doubt. Of course, the Golden State Warriors champions once again. In 1975, Rick Barry was the mouth that roared. He was, of course, number 24. Hall of Famer, but he was the captain of the Warriors, and he was a one-man team. He won the championship by himself. He had a bunch of guys around him that weren't all that no-names and things like that, but he won the championship in 1975, 4-0 over the Washington Bullets. I got to go to their private celebration party, Godfather, afterwards. I snuck into the South San Francisco Holiday Inn. You know I'm good at sneaking into places. Anyway, I snuck, me and my partners went in there, and we got to see Rick Barry and Frankie Muley, who owned the Golden State Warriors, before that the Philadelphia Warriors. And the bottom line is that was an epic night. And, of course, almost 45 years later, they won titles again. But the bottom line is, Mr. Steph Curry is an amazing fighter, without a doubt. Speaking of amazing.
Yes,
go on.
There's not many athletes or even non-athletes who changed their world the way he did.
Yeah, and you know, coming out of coming out of college, Godfather, he wasn't all that highly regarded. I mean, it wasn't like he was a center or anything like that. He was, you know, okay.
Well, he played in that small college in North Carolina, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And he's changed the game, and with his shooting from outside and opening up the court and being a good teammate,
mm-hmm.
and all that good stuff, and the bigger the game, the better he performed.
Okay. Oleg Usyk, of course, 19-0, the world heavyweight champion in the minds of everybody but the WBC and Ring Magazine. 19-0, 13 KOs. Of course, Anthony Joshua, 24-2, 22 KOs. Joshua's been beat by Andy Ruiz and now Oleg Usyk. I'm of the opinion, and I use a different word when I say this on the street, but you can't make chicken soup out of chicken spit. And I'm trying to say is that Anthony Joshua just didn't turn out to be the real deal.
Well, that's correct. Maybe when he fights Usyk, the real deal will emerge.
I don't think so.
That's why we're interested in the fight.
Okay. Of course, that's going to go down August the 20th, I believe, on DAZN. Well, I mentioned a little bit earlier, but he was a good guy. Carlos Ortiz, a former world lightweight champion, passed away. And I didn't know that in 1957, he boxed a no decision against future referee Lou Filippo. Lou Filippo was a judge that had the Marvin Hagler fight, 115-113 for Marvin Hagler, when the other two judges went for Sugar Ray Leonard back in 1987. So Lou Filippo and I, we went all over the world together, and he was a wonderful man, and may he rest in peace. But I was just looking at Carlos Ortiz, and he went to a no-decision fight. Were no-decision fights big back then? And why did they have no-decision fights?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay.
What no-decision fights?
But there were some fights that I've looked at in some of the record books, this and that. They were called, they would just fight for newspaper, and the newspaper would judge.
Oh, ND. Yeah. No decision. It was an exhibition fight.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then depending on how they did... they might have a real fight after that.
Okay. I'm going to rail on this a little bit later, Godfather, but George Kambosos...
And by the way,
all right.
Carlos Ortiz is one of my favorite fighters of all time.
Expand on him. Go ahead.
Well, he was just a terrific lightweight, one of the best ever. I saw him fight at Madison Square Garden a number of times. He was always looking to fight the best guys out there. What was the name of that outstanding fighter from Panama, lightweight? You remember, before Duran?
Sixto Escobar?
No. He had a great showmanship.
Ismael Laguna.
You got it. I'll never forget that fight at the Garden. Whiskey bottles were being thrown from the upper deck. And it was, he was just such a good everything, at everything. And Customato was his trainer later in his life anyway.
Yeah.
And I can't say enough. He was one of the kings of East Harlem. And I hope his memory is expanded on and
the
memory of him.
Without a doubt.
Because he was a super athlete.
He was a super guy, Godfather. I thought it was,
yes.
I was gifted and I felt honored to be around him. Just like I'm honored to be around you and talk to you each week. So I wish you a good week. Have a happy Father's Day. Kiss the God Mama. You guys go out and have a great day.
Thank you, Pedro. Do you know who won that light heavyweight fight last night?
Artur Beterbiev knocked out Smith in the second round. He should have went in the first round. But the bottom line is Smith wasn't in the fight after the referee's instruction.
Thank you, sir.
Straight up, Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
For me to learn my lesson, how, like you told me.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I went to penitentiary. Gene Wilder, I did a movie. I went to, not me personally, I mean, I went to do a film in penitentiary. and it was, I was up there 6 weeks, Arizona State Penitentiary. It was some, oh, you're applauding for that? Arizona State Penitentiary, real popular. Oh, man, it was strange because it's like 80% black people. And what's strange about that is that there are no black people in Arizona.
He's not kidding. I kid you not. I was the darkest guy down there. Of course, they grabbed me. The state police grabbed me. I went down there to picket the state athletic commission. I was of the opinion that the athletic commission was crooked and that it was being being influenced by outside influences. Bottom line was I had a picket line out there. And some counter-picketers, some counter-protesters were there that day as well. They were holding signs that said, like, signs anti-what I was doing. I was saying, you know, the Athletic Commission is crooked. And these guys are holding signs saying the Athletic Commission is great, this and that. So anyway, I asked these guys, hey, who sent you down here? And they didn't speak good English, but they knew what money was, right? So I figured maybe I'll just give these guys some money and buy their signs from them, and they can leave. So I said to this guy, how much money are you going to get? He goes, they're going to give us $40, he said in Spanish, if we're here another hour. I said, I tell you what, I'll give you $100 right now, and you can leave. Give me the seat. Give me those two signs. So I give them $100. Each guy, give each guy $100. They left. The whole nine yards of people were watching from outside the in the state building, in the state capitol building. People in the athletic commission office were watching. What did they do? They called the state police and said that the guy in the pinstripe suit had just committed a strong-arm robbery and stole these picket signs from these counter-protesters. I kid you not. So the cops roll up, and they get out. They got guns in the daytime. I mean, come on. You're picketing. I got like 18, 20 people with me around me. We're picketing in front of the state capitol down there in Phoenix. But I'm in a suit and tie. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you don't need guns like 10 or 7 to 10 o'clock in the morning, right? But these guys, they felt the need to pull out guns and this kind of good stuff. So anyway, after I spanked them verbally, they put their guns away. And about 8 or 10 minutes later, I told them, bottom line is, either you arrest me or you let me go. And they let me go. But the bottom line is, that was the influence of John Montano, of course, of the Arizona State Athletic Commission, formerly with the World Boxing Organization. Bottom line is, he was a good guy to an extent. I mean, I remember some memories with John where he and he watched Muhammad Ali. I think he took a picture of Muhammad Ali taking my bag from me at the SF airport one time. I had all these extra bags coming back from China the first time in 1993. And Ali saw me struggling with these bags, and he took my bags, and he thought that was great that Muhammad Ali was like my bellboy. Bottom line is, God, I miss this. Thinking of thoughts of Muhammad Ali, I miss him without a doubt. Now, let's talk boxing for a second. Straight up, of course, we've got the lightweight champion, George Kambosos, of course, got spanked a fortnight ago. I mean, he got spanked. I mean, didn't win. Maybe, did he win a round? Come on, did he win a round? I mean, it might have been like just a straight-up shutout with Devin Haney. Not that I'm a Devin Haney fan. I'm not the biggest Devin Haney fan in the world. Probably not even a mediocre Devin Haney fan, because I think that he says he wants to be a great fighter. I asked Ray Leonard one time, what makes great fighters? He said, the willingness to gamble. He thought about it for a second. We're in a hot tub down in West Palm Beach, Florida, and he thought about it for a second. He said, what makes a fighter great? Thought about it. The willingness to gamble, to take that chance. Of course, Devin Haney never wants to take that chance. Of course, didn't take that chance against Kambosos. I mean, Kambosos was smaller than him. Kambosos didn't even look like he belonged in the same ring with him after the referee's instructions. I mean, it was just a one-sided fight. Now Kambosos, after losing in front of 41,000 people, has invoked an immediate rematch clause, and this is what he got Devin Haney to sign. And I'm hoping somebody can find this to be illegal, because I don't think it's right for the game. It's just bad for boxing. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth, right? Because the guy loses, every round. Doesn't look like he's trying all that hard, does it? I mean, come on. There was no desperation in George Kambosos. Man, you're getting your ass whipped. You're losing every round. You've got to do something differently. You've got to foul the guy. You got to step on his foot. You got to throw an elbow. You got to do something. You got to get close to him. You couldn't even get close to him, okay, for 12 rounds. It was a rout. It was a one-sided rout. Nobody wants to see that again. Not even your friends. Not even your friends want to see that again because they know it'll turn out the same way and or more decisive for Mr. Haney. But you'll be able to put some money away because you made $10 million in this fight, of course, a couple weeks ago when they did 41,000 people down there. So you got $10 million for that one. You probably get $10 million for your next one or at least $5 million for your next one. So you had the big cash giveaway, the big cash run, of course, but you're done. I mean, I had a lot of respect for you, man, as lightweight champion. It did. You beat Teofimo Lopez. Lopez was the real deal. I mean, Lopez was the man to beat the man, Vasyl Lomachenko, right? Hey, but, you know, you turned out to be a front runner at best. I mean, maybe you caught Lopez on a down night. Maybe Lopez wasn't the fighter that he said he was. Of course, all those medical issues, they said that Bob Arum's promoter said that he was facing when he stepped in the ring that night. Maybe some of that was true because the bottom line is you didn't look like that. Didn't look like the same guy. I mean, the guy that fought Teofimo Lopez didn't look like the guy that fought Devin Haney. The hunger wasn't there. The desire wasn't there. The desperation wasn't there. You weren't desperate. Listen, you've got to be realized, man, I'm against the wall here. I've lost like 8-9 rounds. We're talking a 12-round fight. I've already lost this fight. What can I do to win this fight? I've got to turn this fight around some way. I've got to gamble. I've got to go for it. But Kambosos never went for it. All he did was talk a lot of spit. And when I say spit on the show, you know I mean spit with an H. Okay, that's all he did. He talked a lot of smack. Great smack talker. Great smack talker. But you got to put up, man. If you don't put up and you look like a punk, and that's what that outing was. That was a punk outing against Devin Haney. Not landing one. He goes, oh, I hurt him every time I landed a punch. I didn't see you landing any punches. Very few. I didn't see Haney getting hurt from him. And I don't think Haney takes that good of a punch to begin with. I don't. In fact, there's talks of him, if he hadn't been forced into this rematch with George Kambosos at 135 pounds, he would go back, move up to 140 pounds, which I think he'll probably be better off, you know, as far as his ability to, like, shake weight and snap. But with 140 pounds comes heavier fighters, heavier hands. Believe me, I went from 139 to 147 pounds back when the junior welterweight limit and amateurs was 139. I said, well, I'm going to win Golden Glove titles in two different weight classes. I mean, other guys have done it. The special guys did that, right? I didn't. I stepped up to 147, beat a bunch of guys down in the valley. Down in the valley, a bunch of farmers and guys like that. And Modesto, Fresno, Bakersfield, people like that. Of course, went down the valley, got set up for the Nationals. Went to the Nationals, got spanked by Ernie Chavez. Ernie Chavez fought Meldrick Taylor as a professional. But, man, I mean, he spanked me. I was doing a little painting them up in that first round until he hit me with that right hook. Didn't see the right hook coming. Those are the punches that hurt the most. That was a hard, in fact, when he knocked me out in the second round and I got up, I looked across the ring, it was like five or six guys. Imagine that. You get up, you look across the ring, and there's five or six guys. And the referee's talking to you, and there's two referees. I mean, which referee is talking to you? I mean, both the guys are talking to you. There's two referees and like five guys. I knew the fight was over at that point in time, and I struggled my ass back down to 139 pounds where I captured one more Golden Glove championship. Now, last week, the WBA heavyweight title was on the line, or was it? I thought that Oleg Usyk had that title, man. I mean, he's a unified WBA, IBF, and WBO champion, of course, 19 and zip, coming just from Ukraine. But Trevor Bryant, Don King's fighter, somehow held something called the WBA title until he messed with Daniel Dubois. Dubois, of course, one point in time considered a rage coming out of the UK until he lost to Joe Joyce about a year and a half or 2 years ago. Bottom line is Daniel Dubois knocks him out in the fourth round, pitches a shutout. I mean, all three judges had a 30-27, Steve Weisfield, Carlos Sucre, and Gloria Martino Rizzo. Of course, all had it 30-27. The referee was my buddy Bill Clancy, who stopped it at 158 of round number four. The bottom line is Daniel Dubois looks like he can fight a little bit, but, you know, Trevor Bryant is no measurement guy. I mean, he's no yardstick. You really can't base what you are beating up a guy like that. That to call that guy a bum would be an insult to hobos. It just would. I mean, it wouldn't be right to bump for real bums to call this guy a bum. He was that bad. He should have been arrested for impersonating a heavyweight fighter, let alone a heavyweight champion. I mean, Holy cow. I mean, he comes in like, what, 259 pounds this last fight. Before that, it was 268. Before that, 267. Holy cow. Come on, man. At one point in time, he was 236 and a half. Of course, that was when he fought BJ Flores back in 2018. But the bottom line is the discipline is not there. The discipline is not there. Trevor Bryan was a slob. And Danny Dubois, I don't know how much credit to give him for beating a slob like that. Because straight up, Trevor Bryan, as I said, should have been arrested for impersonating a heavyweight champion, let alone contender. Well, I posed this question on a message board about a month and a half ago. Of course, talking about the 1984 Olympic gold medalist Paul Rodriguez, of course, jailed for child sexual assault down there in Los Angeles, California. Of course, he took advantage of his one of his clients. Get this: he's teaching this 14-year-old girl how to box, and he decides he wants to get in her box. Ooh! I know that sounds terrible, but that's what I'm trying to put it nicely. The bottom line is he spent 3.5 years, that was where he should be, behind bars. But Paul Rodriguez, at one point in time, he was the golden boy. He was going to win the, like, 4 or 5 world titles from 112, 115, 118, 122. They were saying he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. He was the greatest Mexican fighter of all time. All kinds of crazy smack coming out of L.A. when he won that Olympic gold medal. Okay? And then he got hooked up with this cop. I can't remember what the cop's name was. Call something anyway. This cop was running his career, and I think the cop sort of took him in a bad direction. This is without a doubt. Took him in a bad direction. Straight up, you are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. But Rodriguez, 3.5 years, a sexual predator on Megan's list. That means he was convicted of sexually assaulting somebody under the age, you know, a juvenile or a child or something like that. Bottom line is, he's a bad guy. He's got 3.5 years. May he not have a good time. I mean, but I put this up on the message board a few weeks ago, and most of the people, like, the boxing world was quieter than a Russian submarine over this one. Like, they didn't want to talk about it. It's like, shh, we don't want to talk about it. No. Paul was like a prolific fighter until he ran into Orlando Canizales. I was up there. It was, I think, Lake Tahoe, Nevada. They were fighting outdoors, and Orlando's Orlando. You don't beat Orlando Canizales. You just don't do it. And of course, he whipped that night. Orlando Canizales, probably the best bantamweight, or one of the greatest bantamweights of all time. I don't know, like, Larry and I just talked about rating fighters and rating NBA players of all time in one era versus another era, and it's sort of hard to do, but, you know, I mean, especially now, as far as heavyweight boxers are concerned, I mean, how do you rate Joe Louis in a top 10 when you've got guys like Vladimir Klitschko? And because, you know, I don't think Joe Louis would have hit Vladimir Klitschko. I know Vladimir got a pretty good jab. Okay, Vladimir hitting you with that jab like at 4 feet away. I don't think Joe could have got close enough. So how do you rate Joe Louis and Vladimir Klitschko? And do you rate them, or do you rate their eras? Do you rate them individually, pound for pound, or do you rate their eras? I mean, that's the way you look at it, because I can't see Joe Louis or Rocky Marciano. Marciano may be the greatest cruiserweight of all time, and he might have been. Might have been better than Carlos De Leon or Evander Holyfield. I'm serious. All the knockout power that he had. They said that when Marciano hit you, it was the equivalent of a .45 slug from a gun. I don't know how they came up with that, but that's folklore according to that. Of course, Marciano, the world heavyweight champion, the only heavyweight champion in boxing history, retired 49 and zip. Of course, no blemishes on his record, without a doubt, retired heavyweight champion of the world, because I think he realized he was going to have to fight Sonny Liston, and Sonny Liston would have annihilated him. I mean, just tore him apart, without a doubt. And I think everybody involved with Marciano knew that, okay? So Marciano got out at a good time, but he said his back was hurt. But 49-0, the only world heavyweight champion to retire undefeated. Of course, he was the cheapest guy in the entire world. He was a cheapskate. He would walk into, like, Taylor's in the Bronx and Miami. It doesn't matter where he was in the country. He would walk into a store and expect something free. In other words, if you were selling food, he wanted a free meal. If you were doing suits, he expected you to tailor him up a free suit. I kid you not. This is what Rocky Marciano was all about. So guess what? So Marciano's in 1969, and they give him a Pan Am ticket. I know something about Pan Am tickets. I had a whole bunch of miles with Pan American Airlines before they folded. I thought they would be the only airline to last forever, and they folded like a cheap pup tent. So anyway, that was pretty bad. You know how many miles I had? I think I saved like 150,000 miles on Pan Am, and then we went in the dust on that one. That was a bad without a doubt. Anyway, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Well, let's roll a little commercial. This is your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Straight up, 24/7, you can always check us out on iHeartRadio Delay Broadcast. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Our broadcast comes to you live on video and, of course, audio. Straight up, this is Ring Talk. Woman,
you ain't got no business trying to run my life.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Heavyweight boxing, and that is why it is always something special. Talk about this stuff which they put on in cages nowadays when anything goes. You can keep it so far as I'm concerned.
Talking about Rocky Marciano. Marciano cashed in that Pan Am ticket, got on a twin-engine plane, and he died because he was a cheapskate. I told you he used to freeload in restaurants and shows. He would show up at a Broadway play, and hey, you got to let me in free because I'm the world heavyweight champion, or I used to be the world heavyweight champion, Rocky Marciano. He had chutzpah. He was Italian, but he had chutzpah. June 19th, 1936, Max Schmeling knocks out Joe Louis in the 12th round, 86 years ago today at Yankee Stadium. Of course, the place was packed, no doubt about that. 60,000 fans. Louis was 24-0, 20 knockouts the previous year. He had knocked out two world heavyweight champions, Primo Carnera and Max Baer, two former champions. Of course, Schmeling, a former world heavyweight champion, was 48-7, four draws with 34 knockouts. The fight was promoted by the great Mike Jacobs. It was delayed one day because of rain. The odds were 10-1 that Joe Louis would win, 4-1 that Joe Louis would win, score by KO, and 2-1 that Schmeling wouldn't make it to the seventh round. Was an estimated crowd of 60,000 people. Paid attendance was only $39,875. Discrepancy in figures was caused by the fact that thousands were admitted at the last minute, men by planking down $2 or $3 at the gate and seeking the best seats they could find. The gross gate was $547,000, $547,531, and the net was $464,900. Bottom line is Lewis's gate. Share of the gate was $139,000. Schmeling was guaranteed $150,000 tax-free. Wow. Bottom line is Max Schmeling and Joe Louis going at it 86 years ago today. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Hour number two, we'll talk about the greatest punchers in the history of boxing. And no, I'm not going to concentrate on just heavyweights. I mean, yeah, we know Ernie Shavers and Ron Lyle and George Foreman. These guys probably hit the hardest as far as heavyweight boxers were concerned. But as far as pound for pound, different divisions are concerned, I've got a different list of the best punchers in the history of boxing, without a doubt. So if you stay tuned for us, and hour number two, of course, of Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you after the break. I want to mention the fact that my buddy, Sir Kenneth Rainford, he's a correspondent on the show, of course, comes to us from the UK. We call him Sir Kenneth, and he's been in the hospital for a couple of weeks now. He's supposed to get out on Wednesday, but they've had surgeries. He showed me the scar. They put the scar up on, oh, God, a scar from a... Anyway, bottom line is, he seems to be on the mend. We wish him the very best, but he's one of the Ring Talk family, so we wish Kenny Rainford the absolute best. So, hour number two, we'll bring up the fact that, you know, a lot of things have been going on in the world of boxing. Mike Tyson, of course, doing his thing as a podcaster and a sort of like a celebrity, doing more for the marijuana business than he is for the boxing business. We'll talk about that in depth. Of course, Mike Tyson, Julian Jackson, talk about Julian hour number two. And we'll bring in Evgeny Shevchenko, the undefeated super middleweight, coming to us from Germany. Of course, fights out of the former USSR. Bottom line is, he take on William Skull. That's going to go down next week, I think, or a week from next week, 2 weeks from now. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Well, I'll stick around for hour number two after the biased news.
USA Radio News.
The CDC director gave her seal of approval on COVID-19 vaccines for everyone 6 months or older, meaning children can immediately begin to get vaccinated. The decision follows the CDC's Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices' unanimous vote to recommend vaccines for children older than 6 months. According to new reports, police officers responding to last month's mass shooting at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school never even tried to open the door to the classroom where young children were trapped with the gunmen. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed during that time. The police response to the deadly attack is currently under investigation by the Texas Ranger and the FBI. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
An investigative report shows that 2 Orange County deputies told their friends and family beloved actor Bob Saget sustained fatal head trauma before Saget's family was made aware. The officers were a part of the team that arrived at the hotel where Saget was found. It's unclear what punishment the deputies have received, but both should have sought prior approval. WikiLeaks founder is being extradited.
The British government ordered the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S. to face spying charges. Stella Assange, Julian Assange's wife, says they are going to fight the order. Attorneys have 14 days to lodge an appeal. Julian Assange has battled British courts for years to avoid being sent to the U.S., where he faces 17 charges of espionage and a count of computer misuse. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow.
MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
SpaceX has fired at least five employees for a letter criticizing Elon Musk.
Some SpaceX employees circulated an internal letter criticizing founder Elon Musk and told executives to make the company's culture more inclusive. The New York Times reported on Thursday that SpaceX had fired employees associated with the letter. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell said the letter made staff feel uncomfortable, intimidated, and bullied by forcing them to sign something that's not in their beliefs. Elon Musk denied the letter's accusation on a Twitter post. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tennis star Naomi Osaka is sitting out of Wimbledon for the second year in a row due to a foot injury. She announced on social media her injury has been a reoccurring issue. Osaka hasn't played a match since she lost at the French Open last month. Bitcoin has dropped to its lowest price since 2000. As the most popular cryptocurrency dipped below the $20,000 mark, a rival cryptocurrency, Ether, took a similar slide to under $1,000. Crypto has lost more than $2 trillion in value in a meltdown that has left investors reeling and companies cutting jobs. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, come to you on VTV and Twitch.tv. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, 37 make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, so I can fight a little bit. And I'm an award-winning writer, so I can write a little bit. So the bottom line is, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, I respect your opinion. You know even more. So I open up the text line at the top of each hour. You want to text us here in the studio? You can shoot me a text, compliment, rip, say whatever you want. Predictions, you say it. 415-275-1613. The studio text line once again. 415-275-1613. Of course, wow. Canelo Alvarez, of course, set for the the third fight, one draw and one win over Gennady Golovkin. That's going to go off in September. And now Jermell Charlo and Terrence Crawford looks like they might hook it up at 154 if Terrence Crawford can't get the fight with Errol Spence. Of course, Errol Spence, the erstwhile champion, the guy that got tossed out of a car at 110 miles an hour about 2 years ago, I don't think he'll ever reach the peaks that he was going to reach because of that car accident. But the bottom line is, him and Crawford, that's the fight people want to see at 147. But looks like Crawford might step up to 154, and if he does, that's showing some intestinal fortitude, some stones on the part of the guy from Omaha, Nebraska. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll spend some time with Evgeny Shevchenko, the world-ranked 168-pounder, and a little bit later in today's show. And, of course, primetime Eddie Groff is his trainer, B Street Boxing in L.A., and Burlingame, and San Mateo, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it Cashback Match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Are we ready? You going to run the one more?
Yeah, 5:30.
Ray Leonard, the greatest athlete I've ever been around in my entire life. I kid you not. We ran like, I think it was a 3-mile course. And for 2.5 miles, I was calling him out and running right neck and neck with him, this and that, talking all kinds of smack, talking spit with an H. And then he cut off for the last 1/2 mile and he disappeared. I mean, he disappeared. He got so small, I couldn't see him anymore. The van that was running, that was taking us to run, like was out of sight. That's how fast Ray Leonard was for that last 1/2 mile. The greatest athlete, I think, ever in the history of boxing. Ray Charles Center. Now, the greatest puncher in boxing history. Somebody said to me the other day, can you talk about the greatest heavyweights and who are the greatest punchers in this? Well, if you look at like their knockout percentage rate, I mean, Deontay Wilder, the former WBC champion, of course, the kid from 2004 Olympic bronze medalist, I believe. His knockout ratio is 98%. More power to him. He turned pro in 2008 when he was champion, I believe. Ernie Shaver's knockout rate, 92%. George Foreman, 89%. Rocky Marciano, 88%. Mike Tyson, 88%. Vladimir Klitschko, 83%. Joe Louis, 79%. Guess what? I think the best pound-for-pound puncher in the history of boxing wasn't even a heavyweight. I think it was Julian Jackson. I really do. I mean, the former super welterweight, junior middleweight, and middleweight champion, of course, had 61 bouts. He was 55-6, was stopped in all six of his fights, didn't have the greatest chin in the world, but he had 49 knockouts to 55 wins. I mean, the knockouts, when he knocked guys out, I mean, what he did to, yikes, what he did to Terry Norris, I mean, that was absolutely frightening. Of course, he only lost fights to, like, Gerald McClellan and Quincy Taylor. He lost to the very best. No, he lost to McClellan twice. Of course, McClellan, the crippled ex-champion, of course, crippled in that fight in 1996 with Nigel Benn. In England, of course, came back blind. Now he lives in a place called Rockport, Illinois. He's basically blind. His sister takes care of him, and not a good ending for Gerald McCullough, no doubt about that. But at one point in time, he was a terrific fighter. I mean, hey, straight up, you look at boxing nowadays, and you say to yourself, who really is the hardest puncher currently going in boxing right now? Who is the best boxer in boxing? Well, I'll get to that question a little later with a couple of guests. But the bottom line is, that's an open question for you. Text me here and let me know who you think is the best puncher in all of boxing right now. 415-275-1613. Internationally, once again, 1-415-275-1613. Now, let's talk about Jermell Charlo is 154-pound champion. Jermell Charlo, with an A, is 160-pound champion. He's 32-0. With like 22 knockouts. He hasn't fought anybody. He hasn't fought anybody as good as Anthony, my producer, right? Or even Cuddy. I mean, he ain't caught nobody yet, okay? But the bottom line is, he talks a lot of smack at 160 pounds, of course, like 32-0. Talks about Benavidez, talks about doing this, doing that. And now he wants to fight, drop down to 154 pounds to take on Terrence Crawford, who will move up from 147 to 154 if he can't get the fight with Errol Spence. What I'm trying to tell you is that Charlo is not the bravest guy in the entire world. He should be stepping up to the plate. I mean, fighting guys like Benavidez, they offered him the Benavidez fight. He didn't want to take it. He's, I'll fight him when the time is right. Well, it makes sense right now, I think, for you two guys to fight, because the bottom line is we need to see who is the best out of this premier boxing stable, premier boxing champions. Who is the best 168-pounder, 160-pounder out of that stable? Is it David Benavidez or is it Jermell Charlo? Because Charlo is, as I said, 32-0, but he hasn't fought anybody he fought good guys, but nobody even relatively close to above average. Just put it like that. He fought a lot of average guys. So at the end of the day, I'm not too pressed with that Charlo. Of course, 154-pound Charlo lost to Tony Harrison, and he came back and beat Harrison in the rematch. But that's the fight I think that Crawford should go for with the 154-pound champion, not the 160-pound champion coming down. Now, are we ready to go across the pond? Let's take it across the pond, and I think we're going to bring in the trainer first. I'm not sure. Of Evgeny Shevchenko. Of course, he is the unbeaten lad to come to us from the former USSR, 15-0, 6 KOs. He is going to take on William Skull, 18-0 with 9 KOs. He's a Cuban fighting out of Argentina. It's going to be on television next couple of weeks. Bottom line is, I have no idea who's picking up the phone right now. Is it Eddie or is it Evgeny? Who is it?
It's both of us.
Right on. You guys got both on the same line?
Yeah. Wait, he's sitting right next to me.
So cool, so cool. So primetime Eddie Groff was, you know, San Mateo's not the same with you not in the town. You're like the unofficial mayor now.
Yeah, I wish, but, you know.
Well, the reason why I'm calling you is I need a parking space. I need a parking space in San Mateo. You're the guy to call, I'm told.
Hell no.
No?
If you want to get a ticket or towed away, then you call me.
Okay. Primetime Eddie Groff. Now, Evgeny's going to take down William Skull. Skull's 18-0. He's a Cuban fighting out of Argentina. How did he get to Argentina? On a boat?
Well, you know what? He's actually fighting out of Germany.
Okay.
So it's two German promoters, and you know, with you know, our obviously the promoter that we're with, Russian guy, and then Argon or something like that, AGON. They're also out of Germany. I believe they're out of Munich. And they've got Skull.
Okay. How's Evgeny feeling? Let's put the champ on the line, the future champion on the line, of course, 15-0, 6 KOs.
Thank you.
How are you today, young man?
Thank you. I'm fine. I'm very fine, bro.
That's good. Eddie tells me you're like a son to him, and he's like a father to you, and I've watched you guys for a couple of years now, and that's wonderful. You guys have got this type of relationship. Now, William Skull, that's going to be in a couple weeks now. He's undefeated. Cuban fighter, of course, originally out of Argentina, now fighting out of Germany. The bottom line is, what does William Skull do best?
Oh, for me, it doesn't matter. what he wants. I mean, what
he does.
He does, yeah, he does. For me, it doesn't matter because we, with Eddie, have plan for fight.
Okay.
We have a good preparation, and we are confident. Okay.
Evgeny Shevchenko is our guest, of course, come to us from Germany. He's going to fight in a couple of weeks. Hey, Eddie, where will that fight be on? Will it be on American television, The Zone, ESPN? What's going on? Do you know?
None of the above. That, you know what? I don't know. I, you know what? Why don't you give me, like, we'll come again. I'll come on again next Sunday. I'll have a better idea. Normally, these fights are all, they're streamed on the internet. There's like a TV station that buys the rights, and then they stream it on their website. So that's how you know everybody back home has been watching Evgeny of his last few fights here. Okay.
Evgeny, who's gonna win here, Dmitry Bivol or Artur Bitabev?
Oh, I'm sure win Dmitry Bivol. I'm sure he's will winner.
Bivol wins.
Yeah, Bivol wins.
Whoa, he's gonna do. Oh, okay,
believe me. Nobody don't believe me when I say Bivol win Canelo because. And lots of people means Bivol no good fight, like more amateur fighter than professional, and more people. 1 second.
Well, you know when you look at the current,
they not up to appreciate, right?
Okay.
And lots of people not appreciate and.
Well, I appreciated it, the fact that he was undefeated, had a good, solid amateur career, and he was bigger. And Eddie knows, Eddie can maybe get this for you if you don't get it, but the bottom line is size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports.
Okay.
That's
okay,
it.
I agree. But I mean, they will win.
Okay. So are you looking at a decision win here, or are you looking to make a statement? Ray Leonard told me one time, Sugar Ray Leonard told me one time, the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter is that a great fighter will gamble. Are you going to gamble against this guy? Do you need to gamble against Skull?
You mean decision?
Yeah. Well, he's asking, will you take chances or you fight conservative?
Safe. Yeah.
Fight. No, I'm conservative fight.
Fight smart.
Yeah, I like smart boxing. Okay. It's like I will try explain because my English
it's not bad at all. Tell me about Oleg Usyk and Anthony Joshua. They're going to fight again. I think Usyk wins this fight easy.
Usyk and Joshua, who do you think?
It's difficult. I'm thinking for Usyk, its fights will more difficult than for Joshua, but because now have situation with his country, he's very worried.
I got Usyk. You. I got you.
Because he's very patriot. He helped self country. And its situation maybe for him no very good.
Okay, so here's what's up. When are you coming back to San Mateo?
Oh, I will hope maybe August.
Yeah, August or September.
Well, that would be faster, better.
Yeah, the sooner the better.
The sooner the better, exactly. We need him back here where you guys can both focus and get your boxing game in at the highest level, of course, of the B Street Boxing. B Street Boxing is bstreetboxing.com. Of course, that's the boxing gym run by Primetime Eddie Croft down there in San Mateo, California, down the street from Michi's Pizza, which is probably the best pizza in San Mateo. You think so, Eddie?
Yeah, right now it is. It's the best pizza. It's better than North Beach, I believe.
Yeah, North Beach is all crust. Anyway, bottom line is I want to wish Evgeny all the best of luck, man. I want to thank you for coming on the show. This is his first time. I don't want him to be his last time, and I wish you the very best of luck, young man. You have a good guy with you there, Primetime Eddie Croft. If I had a son, I want Eddie Croft in his corner. So you're in good hands.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, all the best to you. Evgeny Shevchenko and primetime Eddie Croft come to us, of course, from the from Germany. They're going to fight that fight in Germany. Two German promoters are going to go at it in a couple weeks. We'll talk about that in depth on next week's show. Now, I got some email here, a text here, regarding that puncher pound for pound list I was talking about. Julian Jackson punches harder than anybody I've ever seen in my life. I mean, he hit Terry Norris so hard. I've never seen, and I think probably Thomas Hearns at 147. As far as the two greatest punchers I think I've seen, and Jackson was 154 and 160, but Tommy Hearns is close. But I think Julian Jackson is the pound-for-pound greatest puncher I've ever seen. Now, what Tommy Hearns did on put on those punches, I couldn't understand it because, you know, when he was a lightweight, 132-pound lightweight as an amateur, he couldn't punch his way out of a paper bag. I mean, he couldn't. He couldn't knock anybody out. Aaron Pryor beat him a couple times and ragdolled him, okay? Bottom line is Tommy couldn't punch as an amateur. But yet he turned pro and became like one of the greatest punchers in the history of the welterweight division. No, one of the greatest punchers in boxing history, without a doubt. The Hitman, that punch he threw against Roberto Duran, of course, in June of 1984, I was sitting there on the floor next to the ring, and I saw the punch land, but more importantly, I heard it. And pow, boom, it was like Willie Mays hitting a home run at Candlestick Park. When everything's quiet, the pitch is coming at you. You hear the hit, the crack of the bat, this and that. That was a crack of Duran's chin with Tommy Hearns hitting him with that right hand in the second round. He faked him out with a jab to the body, came with a right hand. Duran went with the feint like a fish looking for a hook. Bottom line is he went for it. He got knocked out. And Duran laying on the ground, June 12th, 1984. Duran rolling around the ground. Sounded like he was trying to take a bowel movement or something like that. I mean, he was struggling to get up. But that's how hard he tried to get up. Was the greatest man, greatest puncher maybe in boxing history, or one of them without a doubt. Thomas Hearns just hit him with the cleanest right hand you could ever imagine in your life. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. This is Ring Talk Live on Veeve TV. Want to mention the Jockamans down there in Dallas, Texas. I may come down for the Kennedy assassination anniversary in November. Straight up, this is Ring Talk on Veeve TV.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And I just wanted to be respected for my era, to be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard, and to be mentioned in the top four and the top five. Wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be there.
Bernard Hopkins, the executioner, coming to us out of Philadelphia, of course, still in good shape. I saw a picture of him the other day. He probably can still make 160 pounds without a doubt. Now, I was talking earlier, I was railing about George Kambosos, the former lightweight champion, the man that beat up Teofimo Lopez, of course, who beat Vasyl Lomachenko, the man that beat the man. He flopped miserably against Devin Haney a fortnight ago. I mean, he lost every minute of every round, I thought. Every minute of every round. I didn't think he won any rounds. I had a hard time giving him. He didn't do anything. He never landed any really punches. I mean, he said, I hurt him every time I hit him. I didn't see he hit him. And the bottom line is, he's invoking this immediate rematch clause. And they're going to have it in Australia. And it looks like maybe that, you know, I lost the first fight so I can set up the media rematch clause that was in the contract for the second fight. And I can make another fistful of money, another boat full of money down here in Australia in the rematch. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? So it looks like that maybe he didn't try that hard in the first fight because, or he didn't go for it in the first fight because he knew he had this rematch clause, right? I think it stinks to high heaven. I really do. And hopefully the sanctioning bodies maybe will come out and say that this is probably just not the way to go. If it's not illegal, I mean, come on, man. You lose every round of every fight and you know you're going to get a rematch. You have it in the contract. This doesn't sound right to me, does it? This doesn't sound right. An immediate rematch after losing every round, I don't think it's needed to be done. Anyway, bottom line is George Kambosos is no longer on my my pound-for-pound list, no longer on my list, period, without a doubt. he deserves to be gangster slapped. Now, pound-for-pound, of course, I railed about Canelo Alvarez stepping up in weight. You guys said to me, yeah, you know, you've been saying that for a long time. But, yeah, you know, you go up finally, you bite off too much, and you get beat, okay? Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And, of course, Canelo went up too far in fighting Dimitri Bivol. Now, Bivol is going to take on the Artur Bitev. Bitev has, like, 18 knockouts. As far as his pound-for-pound list is concerned, let me run it down to you. Of course, as far as Boxrec is concerned, they've got Alvarez still the pound-for-pound king. Of course, he lost that last fight, 57-2-2, super middleweight, going back down in weight from 175 to 168. Terrence Crawford, the aforementioned welterweight out of Omaha, Nebraska, or if you fly Sun World Airlines, Omaha, which I thought was in Hawaii, and it wasn't. Anyway, the welterweight champion, 34 years old, 38-0, 29 knockouts, I believe. Dimitri Bivol, of course, 20 and zip. Tyson Fury, 32 and zip with that one draw to Deontay Wilder. Of course, he erased that not once but twice. Oleg Usyk is next, 19 and zip with 13 KOs. Earl Spence, damaged goods, without a doubt. The welterweight, of course, 32 years old, 28-0, but he got tossed out of that car, and I don't think he'll ever be the same. There's no doubt in my mind that he's damaged goods. Anyway, coming up next, of course, Gennady Golovkin is going to take on Canelo Alvarez in September for the third fight. They've got a draw and a win for Canelo. Of course, the third fight will determine, I don't know. I think Golovkin's like 40 years old. I might be 41 years old by the time they fight. And, you know, Canelo, although he's 31, he may be starting to show some signs of age. I mean, that last fight against Bivol, he looked like, don't get mad at me. The Mexican fans don't get mad at me for saying this, but he looked like a fat Mexican. Sorry, you know, I mean, he didn't look like a guy made, like maybe he went to the gym a couple times a week, ran a little bit. I mean, he just didn't look like he was in shape. He looked portly. He looked thick. He couldn't handle that weight. Just couldn't handle it. Of course, against Sergey Kovalev, they said, well, Pedro, he knocked out Sergey Kovalev. You know, Kovalev was a former light heavyweight champion as well. Yeah, but Kovalev was already damaged. Kovalev was dented. Remember, Andre Ward took care of Kovalev. First fight, Might have went Kovalev's way. They called it a draw, I believe. Second fight, Andre Ward lit him up like the White House Christmas tree, okay? No doubt about that second fight. So Kovalev, although Canelo won against Kovalev, he was damaged goods at 175. When he came up to fight the very best at 175, again, size matters for Canelo Alvarez, and he couldn't do it. Anyway, we'll go with the rest of this top 10 pound-for-pound thing. I don't know how you can put Gennady Golovkin at number 7 pound-for-pound based on that fight with Kyoto Murata about a month and a half ago. He was hurt in the first round. Although he did come back to win, I never thought too much about Murata being the 2012 Olympic gold medalist. I never thought much of his jab. I just never thought much about him. Anyway, after him, the monster, Naoya Inoue, of course, coming off the second-round knockout. Could have been a first-round knockout. 23 and zip, like 21 knockouts, 19 knockouts, knocked out. Ooh, I mean, you got to give the kid from Newark, California, the Filipino Flash, all kinds of credit. Nonito Donaire went over to fight this guy not once but twice. Went over the second time. The first time, he lost a decision a couple of years ago, but he broke a bone in Inoue's face and caused some physical damage. And Inoue had to take some time off and had some rehabilitation. I think it was an orbital bone or something like that. But the bottom line is, there was no broken orbital bones this time. I mean, it was like he beat him up and beat him up bad. He really did. It was a second-round ending. Pound for pound, you really have to look at Naoya Inoue and say, yeah, he belongs up there. But, you know, I don't have a whole lot of – for some reason, things under 130 pounds don't seem to excite me as much as fighters over 130 pounds. I don't know if I'm biased or it's just – I don't know. I just don't like watching – the idea of watching jockeys fight – I never got off on that. I mean, the best 180-pounders, of course, Chiquita Gonzalez and Michael Carbo, when they went out back in the early 1990s, had seven-figure paydays, I think, both those guys. But the bottom line is, outside of that, you know, 105 pounds, 108 pounds, 112 pounds really doesn't do anything for me. 115 pounds really doesn't do a whole lot for me. 115, I start to get interested. 118, 122, maybe you got me. And, of course, Gomez, people like that, Wilfredo Gomez, Lupe Pinto, want to think about the history of the 122-pound weight class. But 126 pounds, the great featherweight class, Salvador Sanchez, Alexis Arguello, Sandy Sadler, I can go on and on. But the bottom line is, at 126, there were some truly, truly great fighters there. And of course, they moved up and Wade Arguello will move to 130 and capture a championship, destroy Escalera at 130. Of course, Alfredo Escalera, the snake man from Puerto Rico, destroyed him. Of course, then went up to 135, beat Jim Watt in a 15-round decision across the pond in London. And then at that point, you know, he wanted Aaron Pryor. Aaron Pryor was what he wanted. And it was a mistake to go after Aaron Pryor because Aaron Pryor was just too big. Again, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But the thing that Pryor had going for him, the advantage that Pryor had going for him, is he had that crooked bastard Panama Lewis in his corner. Panama Lewis, what he did was he wrapped Aaron Pryor's hands first with a bandage. Then he wrapped it with plaster of Paris, you know, that you make like a cast out of, you know, when you break your arm, they put you in the... So they wrapped this plaster of Paris around him, and then they wrapped some pad over the plaster of Paris. So when the athletic commission guy came in and checked the glove, yeah, it looked okay. He hit on it, yeah, it looked okay. And then what Panama did was he sprayed water on the hand wrap, and it made it hard. And within a half hour, it was like rock hard, like a plaster of Paris cast. So I think that Aaron Pryor not only had the stuffing taken out of his gloves, but he had his hands altered with this plaster of Paris wrap. So the bottom line is, Arguello was destroyed from that fight. He was destroyed as a man, mentally, physically, you name it. He was never, ever the same after that. And I used to talk to him and say to him, you know, hey, maybe he cheated. Do you think he cheated? And, of course, they talked about it. Arguello and Pryor talked about it in depth when they did cocaine together down there in Miami in the early 1990s. I mean, bad news. Coke was no joke. But the bottom line is those two guys got together after they fought. And Alexis asked him, did you cheat? Did you cheat? And Pryor would never really say no, Alexis told me. He would never really say no. So he didn't really deny it, but he didn't say he did it either. Sort of like in limbo there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Coming back after the break. You are tuned to Sports Byline.
You can't fall up, you just fall down. Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
People are afraid of George Foreman. They talk about how hard he hits. The world has been deceived. You listen to me now. I've never told you wrong. The man don't hit hard. He knocked Joe Frazier down six times. He got up six times. Joe King Roman is Tokyo, Japan fight, the Puerto Rican champion, knocked him down three times, he jumped up three times. He knocked Ken Norton down four times, he jumped up four times. When have you ever saw the man say 7, 8, 9, 10, count his man out? When I hit Sonny Liston in the second fight, he stayed out for the count of 10. Zora Foley stayed out for the count of 10. Cleveland Williams stayed out for the count of 10. What few I have knocked out, stayed down. Sugar Ray Robinson knocked him out for the count of 30. Joe Louis, Marciano, Jack Dempsey, Jack Johnson, Archie Moore, as a child, they knock him out cold. So this man has never knocked nobody out cold. He's a bully. He's slow. He has no skill, no footwork. He's awkward. And I have been giving him a name. I named Floyd Patterson the Rabbit. I named Sonny Liston the Bear. And he shall be known as officially as the Mummy. The Mummy.
And why the Mummy?
Because he fights. When he's fighting, if you ever watch him in the ring, he drags like that after his opponent. And how's a mummy going to catch me when you're fighting a mummy? You just keep a step ahead of the mummy.
Yeah.
See?
Moving,
yeah, just move on the mummy. No, mummy, I'm over here. No, mummy, I'm over here. Yeah, no, you're moving too fast. The mummy don't move that fast.
Do you ever get frightened before a fight? Do you ever get nerves before a fight?
I'm nervous, but not frightened. I'm nervous because I have a great insight on, I just don't see the audience. Every camera, I see millions of people. Like, the Frazier fight was watched by 100 million people, which is five times the population of everybody in the United States. just a picture arena with 1 million people. I imagine you couldn't see them all. And just think about 100 million and 1,000 million and all those people and everything. That makes me nervous. Just the idea of me just being a humble fellow from Kentucky, got lucky in sports, and now here's the house. The fight was piped in a place like Thailand to the government house in Arabia, and the government officials took time off to watch the fight. And just for two men boxing, attracting so many people of all races and nationalities. In Hawaii, I understand, they stopped, closed all the factories, and the people, they set televisions on every street corner. People came out watching the fight on the streets, and every bar in America, every house, even traffic was still doing that fight. In Madison Square Garden, 10,000 people couldn't get in, and just over one man, and just imagine all them people watching you. That makes me nervous until I get started.
And then no nerves at all.
My thinking is so superior, and my knowledge is so positive, and my logic is so wise, until it clashes with their mentality, which is down here, and I'm up there. So by me being so high, I can see more and see farther than you. And you looking up at me saying, Ali, don't do it. Ali, please stop me, it hurts. And you on a job making 60, 70 pounds a week, or whoever this guy is. Never been out of the country, not known in his own neighborhood. Ali, don't do it. But I'm at such a high level until I don't think like you. I'm not like you. I know I say you are mean to another person.
But you know why they say that. I mean, it's for the
because
best possible reasons.
They fear and they are wary. It looks dangerous to them.
That's
but
right.
It's not really that dangerous to me.
No problem. This will be the biggest upset since Sonny Liston. And I think it is befitting that I go out of boxing just like I came in, defeating a big, bad monster that nobody could destroy. A hard punch. I'm the underdog. If he hits me, I'm in trouble, like the Sonny Liston fight. But I came back and I shook the world and I got Liston. Now it's 10 years since Sonny Liston. I'm meeting another big, bad, strong monster, knockout artist that beats everybody. Sonny Liston knocked out Patterson twice, and I was supposed to fall, but he didn't knock me out because he could hit hard, but he couldn't find them to hit. George Foreman knocked out Ken Norton, knocked out Joe Frazier. True, I didn't knock him out, but I'm so fast, I'm so hard hit, I'm so scientific. I'm a totally different man from Frazier Norton. Listen, David, when I meet this man, if you think the world was surprised when Nixon resigned, wait till I whip Foreman behind. I'm telling you, David, I'm down to 215 pounds. Right now, I said it when 215. I'm fight weight already. I usually train 6 weeks for fight. I've trained 4 months for fight. I'm chopping trees. I've done something special. I've wrestled with an alligator. I've tussled with a...
I believe you completely.
I have tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail. Now, you know I'm bad. Only last week, I murdered a rock. Injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick.
Poem. You got 1 minute?
1 minute.
The poem goes like this. People say, what's going to happen? You meet Joe Frazier again. Here's how the fight's going to sound on the radio for those of you who can't afford to buy the expensive theater seats. And the fight goes like this. Ding, Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings with the left. Ali swings with the right. Look at the kid carry the fight. Frazier keeps backing, but there's not enough room. It's a matter of time. There Ali lowers the boom. Now Ali lands with the right. What a beautiful swing. And the punch lifts Frazier clean out of the ring. Frazier's still rising. But the referee wears a frown, for he can't start counting till Frazier comes down. Now Frazier disappears from view. The crowd is getting frantic, but our radar station staff picked him up. He's somewhere over the Atlantic. Who would have thought when they came to the fight that they would witness the launching of a colored satellite? I don't pay no attention to what they say about me. All I do is just do what I have to do and get paid, and that's it. But I don't really pay no attention to the rules of boxing. I don't pay no attention. I defy all the rules. I've added pages to the book of boxing. I have this game as such a thing now until boxing promoters can no longer afford my shows. I have governments like Iran ready to put up $10 million for me to fight Joe Frazier. I have governments like Cairo, Egypt, wanting to put up $6 million for people like Ron Lyle. I have countries all like, all back throughout Zaire, talking to Mobutu. He wants him back again. They'll put up $5 million for return with Fulman. When we talk about $10 million and $6 million and $4 million, this is unbelievable. And they don't expect to get the money back. They're promoting their countries and their ideals. So I've excelled so in this sport of boxing until Madison Square Garden is too small. Yankee Stadium is too small. The Houston Astrodome, the biggest promoters in the wealth is Americans and Englishmen you can get for promotions cannot just promote me no more. You understand? So I've not only added pages to boxing, but I added new sections to the boxing book.
Everybody stop talking now, attention. I told you, all of my critics, I told you all that I was the greatest of all time. When I beat Sonny Liston, I told you today, I'm still the greatest of all time. Never again defeat me.
Never again
say that I'm going to be defeated. Never again
make me the underdog until I'm about 50 years old.
That's right.
Then you might get me. But I didn't dance. I didn't dance for a reason. I wanted to make him lose all his power. I kept telling him he had no punch. He couldn't hit. He's swinging like a sissy. He's missing. Let me see your box. I hadn't started dancing yet. You can't say my legs are gone. You can't say I was tired, because what happened? I didn't dance from the second round on. I stayed on the ropes. When I stay on the ropes, you think I'm doing bad. But I want all boxers to put this in the page of boxing. Staying on the ropes is a beautiful thing with a heavyweight when you make him shoot his best shots and you know he's not hitting you. I would have gave George Foreman two rounds of steady punching, because after that he was mine.
Yeah, he was his, no doubt about that. 56-5, of course, stopped one time. 37 KOs. That is the man that was born Cassius Clay in 1942, of course. Turned pro in 1960, basically as a light heavyweight after winning the light heavyweight gold medal over in Rome. I remember when he was here, I read about when he was here in 1960, he won the United States Golden Glove Championship at the Cow Palace, the same place I stopped Paul Nava in back in 1981. But in 1960, Cassius Clay won the United States Golden Glove Championships there, and I think that qualified him for the Olympics. Of course, he was a light heavyweight at that point in time. A little light in the butt, not really a heavyweight, but you know, he was. It was there. I mean, the plant had been started to grow. Of course, after he turned professional, he turned pro about 185, 190 pounds, put on some more weight, ended up weighing about 215, things like that for George Foreman. And you know, when you look at the Foreman fight, was it his greatest fight of all time? I think it meant a lot to him. But I think he took a lot of damage to get there. I think that third Frazier fight really did a lot of permanent damage to him. And I talked about that wrestling match with Antonio Inokoi earlier in the hour, of course. And I think that fight took some toll out of him. In other words, you know, the fights that Muhammad Ali had, they weren't easy, especially when he got old. I mean, guys like Ernie Shavers, Ernie hit so hard. Listen, I can see any punch. If I see a punch coming at me, I can take it. This is the way it is. Even when it's a fist, I mean, with no glove, I can take it when I see it coming at me. I can't take it when I don't see it. Those punches you don't see, those are the ones that hurt the most. Okay, I remember that right hook that Ernie Chavez hit me with. I talked about now, hour number one, man. Hit me with it two times. Two punches. Imagine two punches in maybe 4 minutes of boxing. He only landed two punches, yet he went on to, like, the National Golden Gloves because of the fact that he licked me like a stamp. I mean, hit me with two shots, and as I said, when he looked across the ring, and you saw like four or five of him, multiple guys. I mean, they used to call that guy Alfred Sixhead Lewis because he knocked some guy out one time, or he knocked some guy down. The guy got up in the corner, looked across the ring, and saw six of them. Basically, I saw the same thing when I looked at Ernie Chavez down there at this Showboat Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. Like five or six of them. Too many guys to fight, no doubt about that. But back to Ali. Somebody asked me yesterday, I was in the Garden Club in South San Francisco, a guy by the name of Ed Hernandez asked me, what was it like to be around him? And I can't explain that, because you sort of got to be with Ali in order to explain Ali. Because, you know, we went everywhere we went, we were treated with class and dignity. And there was a couple places where, you know, kind of puts it, he met some, There was some media there that weren't like pro Muhammad Ali. They weren't pro Ali media, this and that. They made a couple of cracks about Joe Frazier and things like that. And one guy tried to make a crack about Parkinson's disease, and that was in Hong Kong. And that's when I signaled for him. He had to be removed from the press conference. I had him removed. He said, you know, the Parkinson's disease started off like that. Yeah, you're all punchy, this and that. And I said to myself, this is not going in the right direction. This is not what I want to see here. So I had the security remove him. What can I say? Talk out of line when I'm running the press conference? That's not the way it goes. Of course, his last fight. The last fight is significant in my mind. Of course, when he beat Leon Spinks in 1978 in the rematch. Of course, the first fight he lost to Spinks, a 15-round decision. Spinks had only had six fights going in, an Olympic gold medalist, not considered much of a fighter. But Ali wasn't in good shape. I think he lost the fight on purpose. And September 15, 1978, of course, he lost a 15-round decision to Mr. Spinks. I take that back. He came back and won that. That was a rematch. He lost the first fight in February 15th of 1978. So I thought he lost that first fight sort of on purpose. It just didn't look like he was into the fight, okay? Of course, the second fight, he won like 10-4 with one round being even. 63,000 people watched that fight, man. That was in New Orleans at the Superdome. But the Larry Holmes fight, I was there. October 2nd, 1980. Was the saddest day of my life as far as boxing was concerned, and I've seen some ring deaths. I mean, it was really, really hard to swallow, without a doubt. I mean, here was Muhammad Ali getting beat on like a drum. I mean, Larry Holmes was just killing him. It was like, stop the fight. I was in tears. I remember going back to my hotel room that night. We think we stayed at the Mardi Gras Inn on Paradise Road. It was our first hangout in Vegas, and I went back to the hotel that night, and I was in tears. And, of course, he would come back one more time. And I watch this on Channel 26 through the Scramble TV. Remember, you know, you don't pay for the channel, but you get to watch it during the Scramble TV, back in the Scramble TV days. Anyway, he fought Trevor Burbick in 1981. That was in Nassau, the Bahamas. That was the night that Don King got lit up by the Muslims. Muslims beat up Don King, beat him up pretty bad that night. Put him in the hospital, I think, in emergency, needed some stitches. You know, Don King mouthing off in the wrong place, without a doubt. That was one time he had to pay for his big mouth. But that night, that ended the career of Muhammad Ali. Of course, Trevor Burbick would go on to win the WBC heavyweight title. He would lose it to Mike Tyson in a dramatic fashion, I believe, in the second round. But the bottom line is Burbick at that one point in time was 19-2-1. May he retire. When he retired, Muhammad Ali was 56-5. That one stopped to Larry Holmes and 37 KOs. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Come to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Anthony, take us to the break.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
June 25th, DAZN. Yeah, DAZN's cool as long as you don't buy the pay-per-view. In other words, what I suggest when they do those pay-per-view cards, you find some other way to watch it. That's what it is. I don't think it should. Listen, bottom line, as I said, you know, pay-per-views are a thing of the past. They'll be obsolete. If you join DAZN and buy our monthly membership, you'll never have to buy a pay-per-view again. Then a few years later, they change their mind when they decided they need to make more money. Bottom line is June 25th, DAZN. A guy by the name of, Morudan Akamo, whatever. And he'll take it on Ronnie Rios for the WBA and IBF 122-pound titles. Jesse Bam Bam Rodriguez is on the title, taking on Siriskas Sor Rangavsan. I think he's the same guy as Wingasel Wangasak. But the bottom line is they've got a couple of different names here. WB Super Flyweight title on the line. Julio Cesar Martinez versus McWilliams Arroyo. That's for a WBC 112-pound belt. And the Undisputed World Women's Welterweight title on the line when that stockbroker, the girl from Chicago, Illinois, she's a stockbroker, Jessica McCaskill. And when she captured the world title, I said, man, more power to her. She beat that girl once and then beat her again in the rematch. Bottom line is, she's the real deal. She's taking on Alma Ibarra for the Undisputed World's Women's Welterweight title. That's June the 25th. Only on DAZN as far as the rest of DAZN concerned. We'll get to that a little bit next week. But June 25th has also got a card on ESPN+. Plus. Hecky Butler versus Elwin Soto, July 2nd. The comeback of Ricky Hatton. Remember, he was a fat guy. Now no more. Anyway, he lost a lot of weight. He's going to take on Marco and Tony Barrera when these both champions come back for some type of exhibition. They're going to put it on pay-per-view. An exhibition on pay-per-view? You got to be kidding me. These guys are getting that. Talk about chutzpah. That takes a lot of intestinal force. It takes a lot of balls to make somebody pay for an exhibition. But some people will do it. Suckers, I guess. Bottom line is, you've been tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Anthony is my producer. I thank him so much for everything. I thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget, keep your butt off the canvas of life. Thank you so much for listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.